if I was on Seventh Candle of Part 2.
Is it? From the very beginning?
Introduction?
No. Tomaro Asha Prata Sanan Bhagavata.
Sri Paradu Vasha Tomaro Asha Prata Sanan Bhagavata Miha Dolabhang Manusham Chanma Satyasya Sruva Marchadam. Prahlad Maharaj says, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful, because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection.
Yes, many. Yes. I. आप सब किधर कर रहे हैं वाले?
अभी तो नेहरू बीचे आते
हैं।
हैं? नेहरू बीचे आते
हैं। नेहरू भी। देखिए हम लोग का मंदिर है। नेहरू भी।
The whole purpose of Vedic civilization and of reading the Vedas is to attain the perfect stage of devotional service in the human form of life. According to the Vedic system, therefore, from the very beginning of life, the Brahmacharya system is introduced so that from one's very childhood, from the age of 5 years, one can practice modifying one's human activities so as to engage perfectly in devotional service. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, verse 40, even a little advancement on this path can protect one from the most dangerous type of fear. Modern civilization, not referring to the verdicts of Vedic literature, is so cruel to the members of human society that instead of teaching children to become brahmacharis, it teaches mothers to kill their children even in the womb on the plea of curbing the increase of population. And if by chance a child is saved, he is educated only for sense gratification. Gradually, throughout the entire world, human society is losing interest in the perfection of life. Indeed, men are living like cats and dogs, spoiling the duration of their human lives by actually preparing to transmigrate again to the degraded species among the 8,400,000 forms of life. The Krishna consciousness movement is anxious to serve human society by teaching people to perform devotional service, which can save a human being from being degraded again to animal life. As already stated by Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagavat Dharma consists of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Parasevanam, Akshanam, Bandhanam, Dhasyam, Satyamatmanivedanam. In all the schools, colleges, and universities, and at home, all children and youths should be taught to hear about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, they should be taught to hear the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and to put them into practice in their lives, and thus to become strong in devotional service, free from fear of being degraded to animal life. Following Bhagavad Dharma has been made extremely easy in this age of Kali. The Shastra says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. One need only chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Everyone engaged in the practice of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra will be completely cleansed from the core of his heart and will be saved from the cycle of birth and death. Canto 7, chapter 6, text 2. Yatahi purusha sreha vishno paro kusarpanam yadesha sarva bhutanam priyat meshvara surit. The human form of life affords one a chance to return home back to Godhead. Therefore, every living entity, especially in the human form of life, must engage in devotional service to the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This devotional service is natural, because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the most beloved, the master of the soul, and the well-wisher of all other living beings. Purport, the Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, verse 29, Bhaktaram dhatya tapasam sarvaloka maheshwaram suvidham sarva bhutanam jatvamam shanti mitchati. The sages, knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Simply by understanding these three facts, that the supreme lord Vishnu is the proprietor of the entire creation, that he is the best, well-wishing friend of all living entities, and that he is the supreme enjoyer of everything, one becomes peaceful and happy. For this transcendental happiness, the living entity has wandered throughout the universe in different forms of life of different planetary systems. But because he has forgotten his intimate relationship with Vishnu, he has merely suffered life after life. Therefore, the educational system in the human form of life should be so perfect that one will understand his intimate relationship with God or Vishnu. Every living entity has an intimate relationship with God. One should, therefore, glorify the Lord in the adoration of Shantaras, or revive his eternal relationship with Vishnu as a servant in Dasyaras, a friend in Sakyaras, a parent in Vatsalyaras, or a conjugal lover in Madhujaras. All these relationships are on the platform of love. Vishnu is the center of love for everyone, and therefore the duty of everyone is to engage in the loving service of the Lord. As stated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, 25th Chapter, 38th Verse, Desham Aham Priyatma Sascha Sakha Guru Suido Dhaiva Mishram. In any form of life, we are related with Vishnu, who is the most beloved, the Super Soul, Son, Friend, and Guru. Our eternal relationship with God can be revived in the human form of life, and that should be the goal of education. Indeed, that is the perfection of life and the perfection of education.
Any questions about this statement? Can discuss.
Chapter that the Lord instructs the demoniac schoolmates.
He was taking opportunity to preach his consciousness during teaching hours. Teachers require during teaching time, of course, teachers were and Kola Maharaj immediately prayed and asked him. That is the immediately take the opportunity of preaching the Satasasana. I mean, Krishna consciousness, even in the classroom. All the school friends were sons of imams when they teach class on them. So they did not know anything about God. Prahlad Maharaj was taking advantage of the still teaching hour and preaching. his first beginning of the teaching was Kaumaro Asura Shraddha Dharma Antalo Sanya. From the beginning of life, when we are children, we should learn about Krishna consciousness. That is the beginning of the teaching.
Supramayam dhriyatam dhartya deha jogena dehinam sarvatra labhyate jayvat vitadhukram ayatnataha.
Chance of Indian dress. Well done.
My dear friend, born of demoniac family, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense object.
Yeah, this in his way. Born of demoniac family, my dear friend. Give me one chair, Dr. Room. Yes, that's nice. He used to address his father also as the best of the demons. Once his father asked him, "My dear son, what nice lesson you have learned in this school. Please tell me." So he addressed his father, Asura Varja, the best of the Asuras. But Sadhuman ne Asura Varja Dehina Sada Samudvigna Vyam Asat Vyat Vyatam Hatam Vyayanda Kupam Vananda Kujan Parimatva. So, my dear father, not father, the best of the Asuras, Asura Varja, the chief Asura, to my opinion, Rasadhuman me, I think, so far I have studied, Rasadhuman me, I think that is very nice, very honest profession or occupation. For persons who are always full of anxieties. In the material world, everyone is full of anxiety. That's a fact. Even in your country, the president leaks up. He was in full of anxiety while he was in office. And now out of his office, he is also full of anxiety. This is the best man in your country, President, the foremost man. So, if he is full of anxiety, the others naturally, everyone. So what is the cause of the anxiety? Asat graha, sadas mudvigna dhyam, asat graha. Asat means that does not exist. Not eternal, it is just opposite. Eternal is called Sat, Omta Sat. And Asat means just the opposite. So, here in this material world, everything is Asat. In this body is Asat, it will not exist. And what to speak of other things with reference to the body. Everything is Asat. Anything material is asat. It will not stay. Either these trees, or this land, or this world, or this country, or this anything. Asat. The asat graha, on account of accepting things which are asat, not permanent, they are always full of anxiety. This thing. How nicely expressed why one is full of anxiety. The reason is he has accepted something which will not stay, endure. And he has accepted this is all enough. My country is all enough. my family is all. This body, all, you know. But it will not stay. That's a practical fact. But they are sticking to these things. They have a totalatradi shoes, atma sanne shoes, asatsu api, there is another verse where this word is used, asats. Everyone is thinking I'm secure. I'm born in a very good nation, state. My body is very strong. My family members are very nice, well educated. I have a good bank balance. And I have got a respectful position. So on, so on. He's thinking these things will save me. This world is struggle for existence. And when there is struggle, there are some soldiers. So, atma sanyesu, asatsu api. One is thinking that these are my soldiers. I own victory in the struggle for existence. But, pramatta tasya nidhanam pasannapi na pasati. That is so mad. He knows that these things will be dealt with. And still, he does not speak. Pasannapi na pasati. So therefore his anxiety. So Prahlad Maharaj says, this version, sada samadvijna dhyam asadgraha, on account of accepting non-permanent things as permanent. Therefore he is loving. Sada samadvijna dhyam. Then what is the remedy? The remedy is hityapadhatam dhya andakupam. This Andhakupam, dark veil of ignorance, one must be there. And Vanangato Jag Harima Shreta. He must go to Bun. When one goes to Bun, it is called Manaprastha. So after family life, according to basic civilization, one has to accept Manaprastha. And when one is fully prepared. He takes on that after Bhāraṇāsī. So Vanangata means one should prepare by going to the forest for the next life of renounced order of life. That is human civilization. Brahmachari, Grihastha, Bhāraṇāsī, and Sannyasa. Sannyas means fully engaged in Krishna consciousness. Vanangata jad harima asrayas. Otherwise, what is the use of going to the forest? Even the forest. Many monkeys are. That kind of life is called harima asrayas. He must take shelter of the theme of the Supreme Personality of God, in Hari. That is, Om Tatsat. And then he will be happy. That is basic civilization. So Prahlad Maharaj is teaching to the boy, his class friend, your 5-year-old boy. Naturally his friends are also the same age, and he is teaching his Bhagavad Dharma. Read that.
The happiness received with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained in any form of life, according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress.
Thank you. So, here in the material world, happiness means sense gratification. So Prahlad Maharaj says, the happiness of sense gratification obtainable in any form of life. The birds, bees, human beings, or even the demigods, cats, dogs, Everyone has got the happiness of self-gratification, namely eating, sleeping, sex, and defense. That is obtainable everywhere. But the spiritual happiness, that is obtainable in human form. Therefore, the human being from childhood, Tumvaro Asare Pratya, Dharmana Bhagavata, from the very beginning of childhood. Why so early? Guru Yavanga Mahavishnu Jantra. This human form of life is obtained after many, many births, evolutionary problems. And Adhrubam, there is no certainty that I shall live so many years. Although the estimate is that one is expected to live for at least 100 years. That is estimation. But at the present moment at least, nobody is living up to that. So even there is such indication, but still there is no guarantee. He can die at any moment. Adhruvam. But Absalom, although it is Adhruvam, there is no guarantee. But whatever period we get, we can utilize it for the best purpose. Absalom, we can gain the ultimate goal of life. Absalom. That is the instinct. Absalom means spiritual realization. That is Absalom. Otherwise, human like animals, the animal has also sense gratification process, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex, and how to defend. Sukham andriyatam daitya. He is addressing his friends as daitya, sons of the demons. He is addressing his father as best of the demons. There are two classes of men, deva and asura. So bhutasabda loke deva asura yoch. In this material world, there are, why not doctor who may come here, means change. You can sit down. You can give me a so the sense gratification is available. Vishaya khalu sarvatasya. These are called vishaya. Vishaya means sense enjoyment. Vishaya sarvatasya. In any form of life, these four principles are there. Sitting arrangement is there. Sleeping arrangement is there, the box. These are not answers about eating, sleeping, mating. It is already there. He has got a nest above the tree. At night he is very safe and sleeping light. And in the morning, you know, summer, there is some food, he'll get his food. Not anxious. No, anyway. And for mating, the male and female bird are all also. The pigeons, they're having every hour. Both are five times mating. That element is also there. And defense, they are on the ground, as soon as there is some man in the defense. So they know, everyone knows, how to enjoy this one. Eating, sleeping, betting, and defense. So, the Shastra says, Vihaya Phalu Sarvatasya. these four principles of necessities of the body are available anywhere. Either you are born as a human being, or a cat, or a dog, or a bird, or a beast, or demigod, these are available. So we should not bother about these things. The arrangement is already there. By the grace of God, things are already there. Then Narada Muni says, don't bother about these things. The Saiva Hilta Pradati Tapovida. None of them. Pati does go down for us. So we are wandering in this universe in different forms of life, in different planets, Upargata, Upari Ava, upper planetary system, down planetary system. We are having these facilities in different standards. The demigods, they have got their different standard of life, thousands and thousands times better than ours. We have got better standard of life. That's why the Americans, they have got better standard of life than the Indians. So these high standard, lower standard, but whatever standard may be, the thing, the test of material enjoyment is there. Sex intercourse in the human form of life and the sex intercourse of the dog on the street, the taste is the same. Taste is not changed. You put any eatable either in the gold pot or in the iron pot, the taste is the same. There is Vishaya Khalu Sarvatasya. The taste of this sense enjoyable thing are the same everywhere. Therefore he says, Sukhaṁ āyudhyakāṁ jāt. What is that?
Sukhaṁ āyudhyakāṁ jāyatya deha yogena dehina.
Deha yogena dehina. Sex means one body is being united with another body. Deha yogena dehina. That is enjoy. So, Pandana Maharaj says, these things are available everywhere, without any endeavor. It can be available everywhere.
Did it? Sarvatra Lokite.
Sarvatra Lokite. Sarvatra means every form of life, in every place, higher in the higher planetary, lower planetary, everywhere. Sarvatra.
Sarvatra Lokite Dhaivat.
Dhaivat. Privat means by his superior arrangement. Superior arrangement, one has become human being, one has become cat, one has become dog, one has become demigod, one has become worm on the stool. Deva yogi, by the arrangement of the supreme controller. But the material happiness is the same, everywhere. Either one is stool in the worm in the stool, or he is king in the head. The standard of happiness is the same.
Yatha dukham ayatrata.
And these things are available without any endeavor as he gets distressed condition of life without any endeavor. There are two things in this world, distress and happiness. So, we don't fall for distress. The malaria fever come to me, I shall enjoy. Nobody says. But it comes. So similarly, this is distress. If distress comes by the superior arrangement, so happiness also will come by superior arrangement. So why should we bother about these things? The same for him, therefore, our endeavor should be for understanding ourselves, self-realization, and our relationship with God, or what is God, what is the nature, these things, athātu brahma jigyāsa, this is our business. not to waste our valuable time for searching after sense value. It is not human civilization. And that is, it is demonic civilization. That is Pulang Maharaj says. So come in the Atang Jati. Really?
Next one?
No, this much.
Sukham Andriyakam Dhajya Deha Yogini Dehina Sarvatran Vatite Daiva Dekadakam Mayaslapa.
Translation, Papa.
Just read that. Read again.
The Papa, you have read?
Yes.
Then next much.
So I have read something.
Papa, did?
In the material world, in any form of life, there is some so-called happiness and so-called distress. No one invites distress in order to suffer, but still it comes. Similarly, even if we do not endeavor to obtain the advantages of material happiness, we shall obtain them automatically. This happiness and distress are obtainable in any form of life without endeavor. Thus, there is no need to waste time and energy fighting against distress or working very hard for happiness. Our only business in the human form of life should be to revive our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus become qualified to return home back to Godhead. Material happiness and distress come as soon as we accept a material body, regardless of what form. We cannot avoid such happiness and distress under any circumstances. The best use of human life, therefore, lies in reviving our relationship with the Supreme Lord Vishnu.
So, is there any question about this?
What originally caused us to lose our relationship? I understand it's really our desire, but how is it desire?
Relationship is not lost. Just like you are either you are in the prison house or you are in the kingdom of this day, your relationship with government is there. Does that mean that when you are put into the prison house to suffer, it does not mean you have lost relationship? Is it that?
Yes. But why are we in
the prison? That this is because you are criminal, you are put into the prison house. But the relationship continues.
What have you done about ourselves?
What you have done, you have put into prison.
No, but what have we done to make ourselves come?
That you might have forgotten. Because your nature is to forget. You cannot immediately remember what you are doing exactly this time yesterday. That is your, you have forgotten. But, suppose, you, without any knowledge, you do something criminal. So you must be punished. You may not know it. You cannot say in the court that I did not know by committing this act, I will be punished. So you know or not know, you have done it, you must be punished. You may not know what you have done. But that does not mean you can have hard punishment.
I understand that it sounds reasonable to me. When we do this act for which we are punished, is it done in this life or is it done in some prior life?
This life or prior life, because you are eternal. Na hannate hannamane sarire. You are eternal.
Does the prior life have to be an animal life?
Yes, might be.
Or could the prior life also be a human life?
No, not necessarily.
But it could have been
there are 8,400,000 different forms of life, and you are one of them now. So, you as soul, you are the same. The body is changed. In the Bhagavad Gita, he said in the second chapter that Arjuna, you, me, and all these persons were assembled here. They existed in their previous life. They are now existing and they will continue to exist. So, our life is eternal. That is the first instruction in the Bhagavad Gita. Na jayate na mriyate va kadasi na hannate hannamane sarire. These living entities, soul, is never born, neither he dies. It is simply change of body. Just like he just took the sweater. That means you are there, and you may give us the sweater again. Your body is changing, like dress, but you are the same. See, now you are elderly gentleman, but you are a child, that's a fact. At that time the body was different. You are a young man, the body was different. And again you become old man like me, your body will be different. So in this life also you are experiencing, going through different types of body. Similarly, after giving up this body, I will have another body. Where is the difficulty? Tatha dehantara prati dhiya satya namaya. Dehinasmin yatha dehi kumara yuvanam jara. Tatha dehantara prati dhiya satya namaya. So dehantara prati, to accept another body, that is inevitable. Now, what kind of body he'll accept? He'll not accept, he'll be forced to accept, according to our word. Karmana Gayanitra, by superior arrangement. After death, after giving us this body, generally, at the time of death, your mental condition will tell you to a similar body. Jangana Bhati Svarana Bhavam, Prajastanti Kale. This is the general, but it is under superior arrangement. So, we are changing this body continually, cycle of birth and death. That is material world. Therefore, it is said that according to the body, the standard of happiness, distress. So that will come automatically by nature's law. Therefore, there is no need of endeavoring, improving or subduing this kind of bodily comforts that you cannot change. It is our destiny. You try for self-governance. What you are, why you are in this body, why you are suffering. These questions should be discussed. That is human life.
Well, of course, as for the retired, she was trying to get you together. And we, of course, cannot really understand what if there were people before this. But if there was some understanding that could be imparted to us, is there, I ask the question, is there anything that could be imparted to us? I understand some of the motives for this. But it seems to me that we suffer a great deal to be able to change what can. And yet, in the Bhagavad Gita, he says something like, 1 million will seek me, but only 1 out of that 1 million will find me.
Yes.
So the chances are very, very little, if God, of course, understands this.
No. Chances are very little, and chance is immediate. Chance has ordinary use. The chance is very little. But if you accept what God said, then immediately. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita I stated, Bhavanam janmanamanti jnanavan mahana prapadya Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudhu. So, by regular process, it will take many, many births. Bhavanam janmanam, when is actual jnanavan, then he surrenders to God. And he understands, Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Everything is Vasudeva. Some Atma. So, if we are intelligent, we can take this verse seriously. That although it is very difficult to understand Vasudeva, it takes many, many births to understand this verse. But if one has to come to this point, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, when a greeting is given. So, if we surrender to God immediately, the thing is very easy. It is a task of 1 minute only. But if we go and do that, then it will be good as gone. But,
I understand that it seems very acceptable to a sense. But then the mind sort of questioned something.
She said, what? Yes.
The mind questions some of these things, and these questions kind of flow naturally. And one wonders why the structure of the universe or of the world has been made in such a fashion that it takes a great deal of misery and difficulty for us to turn towards God.
Because he doesn't want to turn towards God.
Because we don't want to?
Yes. It's like God said that to surrender unto me. And who is going to surrender? He says clearly, Sarvadharman Paritrajyamami Kamsar. And who is doing this? The way he will not suffer. He must suffer. Devidhisagunamayi mamumaya durutya. Mami vaya papadrancha maya amenita. He will not do that. He will try to become himself God. Oh, I shall surrender. Stop. I am God. His dog, his kicked even by dog, and he thinks he thinks I am God. This is it.
So, as I understand it, tell me if I interpret it correctly, we're being put more or less into our place. Being shown where we really are related to God through our suffering.
Yeah. God is giving you the remedy that you surrender to me, you are immediately relieved from all suffering. But we shall not do that. So what is the alternative? Then suffering? It is a common sense.
This is a lesson in learning through contrast. This is a lesson in learning through contrast. The contrast of suffering versus not suffering.
Yes. Suffering, this is only suffering. This material world is only suffering. But under illusion, we are accepting suffering as enjoyment.
Is this the first illusion that we see as a representation of the spiritual world, in a sense?
Illusion is another punishment. We wanted to forget God. And God's illusory energy is giving him facility to forget God. This is called illusory.
In the beginning, when we referred to part of God, as I understand from these Bhagavad Gita's, maybe other translations and so forth, which I enjoyed very much, and I thank you for making it available. I understand that we are, our souls are also part of God, as the water is part of the ocean. How, is there any knowledge or information of how we incur this first separation from God?
Separation, generally, when we want to become God, there is separation.
Rebellion.
You cannot, there is one God. And if you want to become God, you are immediately driven there, just become God. Go there and try to become God.
There is a parallel in the Bible that Lucifer broke away from God because he wanted to be God.
That's
it. I was thinking that too.
These rascaldom, these rascaldom makes him a dog. And instead of God, he becomes a dog. But this rascaldom is going on. That I am God.
Yes, yes.
About this part, but he's suffering. And still he wants to continue.
Yes, I understand.
Nobody can become God. God is one. Take up Brahma, this is on us. So how we can become God? So that endeavor is going.
As I understand it, since God is omnipresent, omnipotent, all knowledgeable and all remembering, then he is in a position where he can know what our choices are going to be and what is going to happen with us.
No, no. He makes our choice, he can change it. But as soon as it changes, God knows what you are going to do. It is very common sense. Suppose you are honest man, I entrust you with something. But as soon as you become dishonest, immediately I withdraw my interest. Because I know what you'll do. So you have got little independence. You are put into certain position. But you can change it at any time. So your position is, accept, you are eternal servant of God. As soon as you change it, then your suffering begins. Thank you of God. And the Bhagavad Gita is fine. After instructing Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Krishna is asking, now I have instructed you everything. Now whatever you like, you can do. Jate chasi tathātu. That independence of Krishna, God has got interfere with the little independence he has given to us. And because we are part and parcel of God, God is fully independent. So we have got little portion of independence. So by refusing that independence, we can desire to become God, and it's open.
Isn't the nature of our souls?
That is the nature, little independence. That is the nature. You can properly use independence, and you can improperly use. That is the meaning of independence. That you can't use it improperly, then you suffer. That is the meaning of it. If it is that I am not independent, I cannot use it otherwise. But that is not independent.
So that small minuscule amount of independence that we have really represents our free will in making decisions and choices. Was either adhering to God or trying to go on our own way, which is the origin of our original position, being in this material world.
So therefore, Krishna says that the most confidential part of knowledge I am giving you, Arjuna, because you are my very intimate friend, that you desire for your all nonsense plans. Sarvadharman Puriti, Mahamintamsa, just surrender. This is most confidential. You can misuse your independence. But I am instructing you most confidently because you are my intimate. Don't make plans like a rough sketch. You just surrender. This is correct. But in other words, don't foolishly try to become God. You remain a servant. Surrender. This is the ultimate instruction. And now, let's check what's happening to you, come on. Manvana apama van bhaktam ajyari na namaste.
Very
good.
Fifth
chapter.
18th chapter.
Yes. There's Sambhu Guhya, come on. before that there is another verse. Tadbhaguyatama.
Sarvaguya samam bhuya shilu me paramam vacha ishto si me gridham niti tato bhakshami te yatam. Because you are my very dear friend, I am speaking to you the most confidential part of knowledge. Hear this from me, for it is for your benefit. Report, the Lord has given Arjuna confidential knowledge of the Supersoul within everyone's heart. And now he is giving the most confidential part of his knowledge. Just surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. At the end of the ninth chapter, he has said, just always think of me. The same instruction is repeated here to stress the essence of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. This essence is not understood by a common man, but by one who is actually very dear to Krishna, a pure devotee of Krishna. This is the most important instruction in all Vedic literature. What Krishna is saying in this connection is the most essential part of knowledge, and it should be carried out not only by Arjuna, but by all living entities.
And then next verse.
Manmana bhavamad bhakto madhyaji man namaskuru mame vaishati satyam te pati jane priyosune. Always think of me and become my devotee.
So instead of becoming devotee, he wants to become a god. And that is the point. But it is the most confidential part of knowledge. Instead of carrying out the orders of God, he wants to order God. You see? Even in the lower stage of devotion, that mentality continues. God is order supper. If God carries my order, then I accept God. Otherwise I reject. In Germany, one of my German born brothers, he told me, 1935, in the last World War, many people in Germany, they went to the church and said, especially women, my husband may come back, my brother may come back, or my father may come back. Because all men went to the workshop, and the women were there. They prayed in the church, but nobody came back. And they became atheists. That means they took God as order first. They ordered God, return my father, return my brother. Return my husband, and God did not return. Ah, there is no God. I don't care. This is it. God is order first. But our philosophy is, God is not order supplier. We are order carrier of God. Anukullena Krishna Anukhidanam Bhakti Rishnam. It's like Arjuna became. He became courier of order of Krishna. He did not like to fight, to kill the family member. But when he understood that Krishna wants it, then he said, yes, parise vatanam tam. Find out the verse, nastra moha siti labdha, tattu sadhan madhusudha.
Nastra moha siti labdha, tattu sadhan mayachita. Sitoshmi Katasandeha Krishe Vachanam
Tava. Sitoshmi Katasandeha. Now I am situated in the real position, without any doubt. What is that? What is that? Krishe Vachanam Tava. I said, carry out your order. I not ask you to become my order supplier, but I shall carry out your order. And this is perfection of Gita. And he did it. He did not try to kill his family members, but he did it. He killed his mother, he killed his teacher, Dharacharya, He's killed his nephew, brother, parents. What do you say about him? You want this or that? No, no, no. Means I don't want you, I must do it. And that is Krishna. What do you say about him? Anukulena Krishna Nishiganam Bhakti Annavyasita Sundam. I should not place any motive before God. I shall carry out the motive of God. And that is the thing. There is a confident manmana bhavamat bhakto madhyaji maha namaste.
Vāne vāśati satyam te pati jāne priyosune. Always think of me and become my devotee. Worship me and offer your homage unto me.
And if he is ordering to become his devotee, how can I try to become another god competitor? This is his fault. And for this he has said. He asked him to become my devotee. And I want to become another god competitor. And therefore, yes. We cannot become another god. That is not possible. But artificially we are trying. Therefore, somebody, anything you try artificially, you suffer. If you try for a thing artificially, then what is the result? The result will be suffering and disappointment. Therefore, Shastra says, Tashaiva Heta Pradati Heta Pradita. Don't try for such things you have tried. All through, in different forms of life, you have said. So don't try for that. But try to become servant of God. Then you will realize it. Because in the material world, the endeavor is how to become God in different varieties. How to become president, how to become minister, how to become master, how to become very strong man, very, very man, very difficult man, so on, so on, so on. Up to when everything fails, that's how to become God. When everything fails, then ultimately, now I shall become God. The same disease is there. I have to become big. Not the biggest. That is the same disease in a defined form. That's what Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying. That Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Atayev Shanta Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Gami Sakaliyata. Bhukti means material enjoyment. Some means a very ordinary man. They are working so hard, day and night. This aeroplane is running here and there, day and night, carrying ponies. So, this is bhakti. How to enjoy this material world fully? This is called bhakti. So, because they are after bhakti, how they can be peace? You have to work very hard. And mukti, those who are gyanis, they are trying to become one with God. So, that is also very difficult. But still, there are so many sadhanas, that is also. But the desire is there. The ponies are desiring to enjoy the material world, and the gyanis are desiring to become the supreme. That is also another vision. So, bhukti, mukti, siddhi. yogis, they are trying to achieve some mystic power. If you attain some mystic power, without aeroplane, if you can fly, the yogis can do that. Or if you can walk on the water, the yogis can do it. If you start, lagiva siddhi, to become light, very light. So that by yoga practice you can do that. So, aniva, lagiva, siddhi, prapti, mahima, there are so many siddhi. The siddhi comes. There are also desires. As a Gary, there are also desires. And Kornis, there are also desires. The bhakta, he does not. That was peacefulness is for him, because he does not desire it. He does not ask God anything. That is, anna vilasita sunna. No motive. That I am becoming a devotee for this purpose. No, that is not your duty. I am eternal servant of God. So it is my duty to serve you. That's all. But that is peace. And so long with desire, then he will not have any peace. That is not possible.
If you see,
Anything without devotion to the Lord is harmful to the universe. Because all these things will keep him aloof from God. His mission is that he is separated from God. His mission should be how to go back to home, back to God. So all these things, bhukti, bhukti, siddhi, will keep him aloof from God. That it is harmful. It will not allow him to go nearer to God. That is harmful. So we get a sun. Being aloof from God is suffering. So this bhukti mukti siddhi will keep him aloof from God. He'll falsely think that I am God. The yogi, if he can show some mystic yogic power, then naturally foolish people will think in that, here is God. And his harishtam is that. He's not God, and foolish people will adore him as God, and his harishtam, that means he keeps himself aloof from that. After this mystic power is gone, then he is no more valuable. So anything which keeps one aloof from God, that is harmful.
But if the mission is mystic power, then cannot
stay as a mystic. Why is after mystic power? What is use of mystic power? Suppose if you have got this mystic power, you can walk over the water. So what benefit you get? There is a boat also, which can walk on the river or on the ocean. So does it mean these all questions are solved? Suppose you can walk over the water. So I cannot walk. I take a boat. I'm paying for an it. So what is the difference between you and me? Because I'm poor an it. So why do you endeavor for this last thing? And make some jugglery to the foolish people. If you have to walk over the water, you can pay for and also the both mat and can do it. Why for this so many mistakes are?
Huh?
You do not get any more benefit. After practicing yoga for 10 years, 20 years, you can learn this art, how to walk over water. So you can show the magic to the coolest man. But intelligent man is there. It's a question of foreigners. I cannot. Why should I waste my time, 20 years, for learning this art?
This is
one of the mystic power which enables people, foolish people.
They can use a human being also.
What human being?
In their life.
And suppose human being learns how to walk over water. No. Is that solution of all problems? So what is the benefit to the human being? Suppose you have this mystic yogic power, you can walk over the water. And you teach the whole human society how to walk over the water. So what is the benefit there?
But some creation of something or so many things they show you.
Then you have no clear idea. Something. Actually, there is no benefit. You do not know what is benefit.
Can anybody create anything with this mystic power? Any idol of God or any idol of devotee? They've turned them to. It's just their good mission to turn them to God.
What is that mean?
Well,
the practical you come to is that suppose if you learn how to walk or how to fly in the air. Nowadays they are flying, the big airplane fly. They dare not learn this mystic path. And machine, they are doing that. Suppose if you fly the mystic path from here, Los Angeles to Bombay, or Nairobi, and another man flies over by this plane. So where is the difference? It's a question of half pound and dollars. So what benefit is there? Why do you give so much importance to flying or walking on the water? Better utilize the time how to realize God. Samayava Yukevala. This is called in the Shastra that anything you do, if it does not awaken your God consciousness, then it is Samayava Yukevala. It is simply working for that waste of time. Samayava Yukevala. Giving some prasad. Nadas prasad. Now you can take this also. Anything you do, that is all waste of time. That is what, in the human form of life, to revive our God consciousness. That is the most important business. Huh? Any other question?
I can't believe you're listening.
Very encouraging, but I have a lot of questions. So, you cannot suppose that you will listen, because I don't tell you.
Cannot
do anything, you can ask anybody. Become a devotee of God. Free one. Just become a devotee of God. Anyone can. Even a child can. It is so easy. Jayam Paramam Guyam Patrapesa Vidas. It's not saying that anyone who preaches the gospel. He is the germmost person to be. So what is that? Prosper. Krishna says, Tadudhanan Purishtrasamani Kam Sarananda. You just surrender to me. So if you go to every home, every person, I say, yes, we surrender to Krishna. That is our Krishna.
Yeah. Okay.